Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org. Oh my. Only I, she says, only I. And we can play with that in so many ways. And I think all of us have had the experience of feeling like the only one in the room. When I was in fifth grade, I was the only one with this color skin. Yeah. When I was in middle school, I was the only one who wasn't Jewish. Fortunately, I was open to learning a lot. And we've all had experiences like that. In fact, I was thinking about it, I was realizing right now, I'm probably the only woman in the world that has all the degrees I have. Wow. Right? We've all had that experience. And we've all had to go, wait a minute. It's not that I'm not enough. I am enough. I am enough light. I am enough love. I am enough presence. I am enough beingness of the all that is to be fully loved and loving in this moment, regardless of the appearances. And loving is the big part of that. I'm reminded of a time I was in a seminar where part of the process was to get people to deal with their stuff. We've never been in seminars like that, right? And a few of us were selected to stand up on stage and let 350 people stare at us for a while. And I thought about that for a little while. When I got up there, I was going, really? All right. This was my first time on stage. I had never been on a stage before. And I went, well, I can either let everybody's stuff come at me, or I can flow to them. And that's what I chose to do. I allowed that energy, that divine energy, to flow through me to everyone in the room. That was a lesson I kind of took to heart. Because that's what we all are being invited to do all the time. Allow that divine loving presence flow through us, regardless of the appearance of being isolated and alone in whatever situation it is. Now, as we go through this journey, in this culture of opposites and polarities that's gotten really extreme recently, it gets harder to realize that as I'm flowing that love, it's all the same love everyone is being, and it's all one. We're all one. It's not us and them. And those of you who remember Pogo, remember, they is us. Finally learned who they is. It's us. It's us in so many ways. It's, you know, I'm seeing out there that which is inside me, which I may admire or I may not. I'm seeing out there what is ready for mine to be, my beingness to show up as next. Hi, all my other selves. That, by the way, is the greeting among the Inuit people. Hello, my other self. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Hello, my other self. Now, when we find ourselves being in a situation where it feels like we don't belong, either they're not academic or they're too academic or they're a different color, a different culture. You know, we show up in another country and everyone's speaking a different language and the measurements are different and everything is weird. Oh, we can slip into that sense of feeling isolated, or we can remember. What is the truth here? The truth is, this is just variations on the sameness, variations on the theme. And if we don't remember, if we don't engage that part of our beingness, that part of our mind that knows that truth, we're subject to these lower parts of the brain. The very bottom of the brain, right there at the base of the spine, is what birds and dinosaurs shared. And I have a friend who calls that me, not me. You're either me or you're not me. And if you're not me, you're not okay. Ow. But that is the base of our brain. And that is what we often descend into until we remember, oh yeah, us is they is us. There is no difference, right? But we have to remember that. Well, in order to get from the bird brain to the upper brain, we have to go through the mammalian brain. And the mammalian brain says, well, you look a little different, but I'll accept you until you show that you don't belong. If you think about all the stories about wolves who've adopted other kinds of critters, or other kinds of critters who've adopted other kinds of critters, and they're fine until someday they clearly are antithetical to the well-being of the whole. The mammalian brain is comfortable as long as you show up like me, sort of. Right? And that's how America has gotten along for a lot of years, until the last dozen years or so. I'm comfortable with you. You're enough like me. Yeah, that's okay. You haven't struck out against me. We can put up with each other. But that's not how it's been for the last dozen years or so. And it's gotten more and more stuck in, oh my goodness, the dinosaur brain. Jurassic Park has come to reality. How can we develop from a culture that is operating in the bird dinosaur brain through the mammalian brain into our not only human brain, but our superconscious mind? Because that's really what we're about when we're at CSL. We're about that superconscious mind, that mind that includes all of the ideals, that mind that Paul called the mind of Christ in the New Testament, the Christ mind, the superconscious mind, the one mind that is the source and power and presence of all that is. Well, there are some practices we can use. If you take a practitioner's course, you'll get a bunch of them. In the Foundations course, you get introduced to some of them. And recently, the CSL International Organization has decided that there are a set of experiences we can go through that might help us remember more easily who we truly are. And they're calling it the journey of belonging. And we're hoping, Kate and I, that you will join us after the service today and every service for the next 6 weeks and online too, and allow us to share some of those experiences with you. And what I'd like to do today, Kate has encouraged this, is use a few minutes of my time with you today to experience one of those experiences. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. So pull out from your bulletin this sheet of paper. All right. Now there's some instructions on the back that you can use anywhere, but for now I'll give you instructions. And what we're going to do is you're going to have 30 seconds to mill around the room, all right? And I don't have any music going on here, so I'll have to count. So I'd invite you to stand if you're able, and if you're not able, then just allow people to mill around with you. And we're going to just wander around and see wherever we end up. Not with your next door neighbors, somewhere else in the room, please. Mill around the room. Connect with someone somewhere else in the room. And if you don't feel like moving around, wait till someone shows up near you.
Sir, there's a lady sitting right there that could use a partner.
And here's another one. All right. And now I'm going to invite you to face one person, face someone, preferably not someone you know real well. All right. Now, the person that raises your right hand, the person facing me with this hand up, I want one person in each group to raise a hand. One person in each pair, raise a hand. I've got a group over here who hasn't paired off yet. There we go. One person in each group, each pair. Good. Now, you get to ask the other to recall a time when you felt truly welcomed and what made that possible. And you get a minute to answer the question. All right, now, wind up. Thank you. And now the other person gets to ask you the same question. All right, dears. I love it. All right, you get to go back to your seats now. You can continue this after the service. Back to your seats, please. We'll continue after the service. All right. I loved the energy I felt in the room. How did you feel about doing this? Was this a good thing? Wonderful. I'm so glad. You know, there are many churches and centers that include a moment of connection during the service. This literally was 4.5 minutes. So something to think about in the future, yes? Thank you so much for making that connection and helping to bring into experience an idea that is often held out here as an abstract, yes? Yes. How did I feel welcomed, right? Yes, I love that. I love that. So as CSL International is helping us do this, the official thing is this is DEI stuff. But it isn't. It's about us being people together, yes? And recognizing that we are this one mind manifest in these wonderfully distinctive and individuated bodies that show us so much about who we are and who we can be. Yes? Yes. So I do hope you will work with Kate over the next 6 weeks. I won't be able to be here. I have conferences in other parts of the country. But I know that you'll be able to have similarly enjoyable experiences as we work through this process. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. So that whole concept of belonging is not only am I belonging, but I'm encouraging others to feel like they belong as well. And whether they belong to this center, to my family, to my political party, whatever it is, we all belong together. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And that is what happens when we come out of the superconscious mind rather than the bird brain mind. Yes, so we're going to practice and develop these specific skills. And one of the things that I appreciate about them is that they are skills we can take anywhere. Yeah, I had the opportunity to be at a dinner party with someone who was a well-trained conversationalist. And she would not allow the conversation to go down into the stuff that it often goes down into. We have a game in America that is very common. It was defined by Eric Byrne in 1973, his book, The Games People Play, as Ain't It Awful? And the winner is the one whose awful is worse than everyone else's awful. And most conversations in America tend to degenerate into that. But if we have some of these other ideas that we can explore, like, wow, you know, where have you felt most welcomed? Or what made you feel welcome there? Wow, that's a whole different conversation, isn't it? Yeah. So there are all kinds of things we can talk with each other about that have nothing to do with the things that have separated us, or that have caused us to feel other than perfectly wonderful. So I invite you now to rest in the realization that you are perfectly wonderful, more than enough for every situation, and you belong. We all belong. Because, well, you know, this humanity experience, someone has defined it as one great tapestry. You can't pull a thread from the tapestry without destroying the whole. Every thread counts, no matter what the color, no matter what the direction, no matter what the specific place they are in the tapestry, every single one of us totally belongs. And it's a delight to be in a community that understands this. Thank you very much. All right, my dears, let's remember this truth, that we all are one. We all are not only this one being we call humanity, we are wonderful expressions of the source of all that is. That divine presence, that Holy Spirit, is expressing in and through and as every one of us. And as we allow ourselves to know this, to experience this, to accept this truth of our being, I am the expression of the Holy Spirit, of the source of all, of the creative power and presence, yes. I am living. I am life. Yes, I get to feel it and know it. And I know that every being resonating with me in this moment is feeling greater life, greater love, greater peace and joy. Because we all know this truth deep in our hearts. And in this moment, and in every moment henceforth, we hold this truth to be our experience. the one power and presence is manifesting in and through each of us and in our worlds now through the action of Spirit, working in us and through us and for all beings everywhere. We claim this, knowing that what we declare, what we believe, must be our experience. We allow this. And our hearts open in deep gratitude and appreciation. We give thanks that every prayer of our heart is heard before we say a single word, because it is, we are all one. And so it is, and I invite us all to say it together. And so it is. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.